Magandang Beast and Yong Lahan, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some community announcements along with our tradition here on the Filipino American National News of playing Christmas songs during the Christmas season, along with some news from the Philippines and one that emphasizes how much Christmas really means to the Filipinos, especially there in the Philippines. But congratulations go out to current Minnesota Vikings safety Cameron Bynum, whose team won the NFC North title yesterday by becoming the greatest comeback team of regular season or postseason by coming back from 33 down. They were down 33-0 and won 39-36 in overtime. Speaking of Cameron Bynum, in regards to some community announcements, Cameron Bynum will be having a benefit for his Bynum Faith Foundation, which will be taking place this Tuesday, December the 20th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Apoy. There's a Kamayan dinner feast from 6 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8:15, there's a meet and greet with Cameron Bynum. From 8:30 to 10:30, there's a karaoke challenge, auction, and raffle. It looks like the Kamayan dinner feast is all sold out in regards to that portion of the night, but there will be a happy hour entrees for the karaoke challenge. I think there is a small entrance fee, but you can go to Apoy Minneapolis or APOYMPLS.com for more information in regards to that particular event. And another event that will be taking place is Rizal Day. This will be a virtual event on Thursday, December the 29th from 7 p.m. It doesn't really give a closing time how long this will last via Zoom. But for more information in regards to this, you can contact Darwin at 612-483-5494. And hopefully with this first annual Cameron Bynum Foundation event, we'll be able to speak with Cameron. We'll be definitely there to cover the event from start to finish. But as we spoke earlier here on the Philippine American National News, something that is extremely big and important in the Philippines is that of Christmas. And here's an article concerning 6 Christmas traditions in the Philippines. The bigger the tree, the better. Starting in September, Christmas in the Philippines is about food, love, joy, color, and community. Christmas in the Philippines is a big family affair. While formal celebrations start on 16th of December, when people go to first of 9 pre-dawn masses, many households play Yuletide songs and decorate the tree as early as September. Wondering what Christmas traditions they have in the Philippines, from age-old superstitions to big and bold tree decorations, keep reading for everything you need to know. Number 1. Christmas starts early. The festive season is about food, love, joy, color, and community. As September approaches, you'll start hearing Christmas songs. We have our own version of Michael Bublé in the Philippines, a man called Jose Marie Chan. You'll find a lot of memes about him because he's only turns up at Christmas times. That's when all the Christmas songs will start. During this time, people will decorate their homes with star-shaped lanterns called Christmas Parol. Traditionally, they would be put in the church so that people would head towards the building. Now, however, it's completely different, with many households having their own parols. Children from around villages will start singing Christmas carols and knocking on doors in neighborhoods. Normally, this is children who are less fortunate as they hope to raise money by caroling. Number two, masses attended for 9 days. When it comes to celebrations, Filipinos go all out. Simbang Gabi, a series of masses attended by Catholics began 9 days before Christmas. Catholics would go to church every day at around 4 a.m. It's very competitive, too, so people make sure they don't miss a single service. For families, some families as big as 30 attend these masses as well. The best thing about the church was the food. Many times there will be puto, a Filipino steamed rice cake, which would be sold by street vendors outside. Number three, amazing food at Noche Buena. On the 24th of December, many head to the midnight mass at the church. Traditionally, they'll eat food afterwards in the evening. It is known to us as Noche Buena, Christmas Eve. Traditionally, all over Christmas period, Filipinos enjoy potluck dinner where everyone contributes food to make the meal. People put on table, take a plate, and share the food. The main meal consists of rice, lots of meat, really sweet ham, and queso de bola, which is similar to cheddar cheese. They like to celebrate all through the morning, eating and dining together. Each Filipinos will have someone in their family who work abroad, for example, a mom or auntie. It's quite poor back in the Philippines, but there would always bring a lot of Christmas presents if they were coming home. Number four, it's a big family affair. For this particular reminder, my grandma had 12 children, although I had no idea how she managed. Filipinos are very close. Christmas is all about family, even with distant relatives. Everyone would meet in our one home and celebrate together. One of my favorite Christmas memories was when most of my mom's siblings came to stay, all 12 of them, plus their growing families. There were at least 50 people in the house. It was busy, with people digging into food and sitting on sofa. We just stuff ourselves with food and all share presents. Number five, decorations are big and bold. One thing about Filipinos is they like everything flashy. They go big or go home. The Christmas tree was always packed with bows and ribbons. Each year, they have a theme, with some trees complete with flashing lasers. The bigger the tree, the better. And our sixth fact here, fruits to take the bad spirits away. We have this tradition leading up to New Year's where we put 12 fruits in the middle of the dining room table. People believe these fruits would take bad spirits away, which is very traditional for families in the Philippines. It would usually be a mixture of fruits, bananas, apples, oranges, which would become a centerpiece of our table. Filipinos are really, really superstitious. People still do it because of the superstition comes through the lineage of generations. For right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening. It is from the Mabuhay Singers. And this is a Filipino Pasko medley.
Mapayapa upang lumigayang tunay ang Sa tuwing Pasko ay darating, walang tigil na karuling, mga himig na sadyang ating inaawit sa karuling.
Walang tigil na karuling, nabibingin tingnan namin, mga tao ay ginigising sa pagtulog ng mahimbing.
Maligayang Pasko, masaganang bagong taon, kami sana'y abutan ninyo kahit anong aginaldo. Maligayang Pasko, masaganang bagong taon, kami sana'y abutan ninyo kahit anong aginaldo.
Tao po sa inyong may bahay, maligayang Pasko'y inyong kamtan. Sa pag-awit namin kayo'y pinugaw, may bahay, wag sanang magdaramdam. Kami ay nagsadya sa inyong tahanan, sa dilim tala ang naging gabay. Ang sadya namin ay pananapata, sadya namin ay pananapatan, aginaldo ninyo'y hinihintay. Maligayang Pasko ang aming alay, pagpalain kayo ng may kapal. Ang biyaya ninyong sa aming alay, bahalang gumanti ang may lalang. Ang Pasko ay ganyan sa aming bayan.
And once again, that was the Mabuhay Singers with their Filipino Pasko medley. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here on KFEI at 90.3 FM. It can also be heard online at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. And you can find us via the KFEI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. Philippine communist leader Jose Maria Sison died on Friday at the age of 83 after a two-week confinement in a hospital in the Netherlands, his party said on Saturday. Sison is the founder of the Philippines Communist Party, whose military wing, the New People's Army, the NPA, has been waging an armed rebellion, one of the world's longest-running insurgencies. The conflict between the NPA and the Philippine government has killed more than 40,000 people. The Filipino proletariat and toiling people grieve the death of their teacher and guiding light, the party said in a statement on its website. the self-exiled communist leader, has lived in Europe since the late 1980s after his release from jail following the fall of dictator Ferdinand Marcos, whose namesake son was elected president in May election this year. Sison was put on a U.S. terrorist list in 2002, preventing him from traveling. The party said Sison died peacefully at around 8:40 p.m. local time on a Friday after being confined in the hospital in Utrecht. It did not give a reason for Sison's confinement. Even as we mourn, we vow to continue to give all our strength and determination to carry the revolution forward, guided by the memory and teaching of the people beloved Ka Najoma, the party said. Sison was also known as Joma, and Ka means comrade. President Marcos' predecessor Rodrigo Duterte had prioritized ending the conflict when he took office in 2016. But he abandoned peace efforts, infuriated by repeated rebel attacks during the talks. At the peak, the NPA had 25,000 armed fighters, but now has about 2,000, the military has said. For right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening, and the name of this song is entitled Bro Ikaw Ang Star ng Pasko.
Ang nasin ni
bro, ikaw ang star ng Pasko. Well, we are coming quite close to the end of this week's broadcast of the Filipino American National News with the Christmas and New Year season coming up. We're going to be playing some of the best of episodes the following 2 weeks. Next week, we'll be playing our interview with comedian J.R. De Guzman, who was in town earlier this past year. And then we'll play a recent show of the Filipino American National News where we highlighted interviews with Miami coach Eric Spoelstra and Toronto Maple Leafs left winger Nicholas Robertson. And when we come back, if everything works out according to plan, we will be interviewing his older brother, Jason Robertson, who is also a winger, but he's on the Dallas Stars, and he is one of the leading scorers in the NHL right now. But we're going to end the show with a song that has kind of been a tradition here on the Filipino American National News, and that is the playing of Pasko na Sintako, and this version is by Gary Valenciano. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Pasko na, sinta ko, hanap-hanap kita, bakit magtatampot, nilisan ako, kung mawawala ka, sa piling ko sinta, paano ang Pasko?
Programming is supported by North Point Healthcare and Wellness Center, located at Penn and Plymouth in North Minneapolis. As we spend more time indoors, North Point reminds you to follow vaccination guidelines and get vaccinated, wear a mask in public indoor spaces, and test yourself if you have symptoms or exposure. North Point Healthcare and Wellness Center is now vaccinating children 6 months and older against COVID-19. For more information, please visit northpointhealth.org. Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.